OK，我希望我的中文大家听得懂。
I hope you can understand my Chinese.
所以我开始之前，before 我加英文，开始之前呢，真的，王静阿姨刚才讲的，Aben 真的不是一个就是普普通通的剪短宣或者去玩，真的会改变你的。
As Wang Jing, Auntie Wang Jing mentioned earlier that this is not just a normal trip. Evan Taiwan is not just a normal trip.
真的会改变一些人的对生命的一些态度，或者对神在他们生命做的一些事情，所以很希望大家可以很踊跃的来参加，好不好？
So this really changes your attitude towards life and even towards God. So I really encourage people to come join Evan Taiwan.
So. 所以我开始之前呢，就是先跟大家讲一件事情。
Before I start, I want to share with you an event that happened.
两年前呢，我第一次去 Evan 之前呢，那次师母有时候有一次带我还有 Vivian 预查查经。
So 2 years ago, before I went to Evan Taiwan, Pastor Felicia led me and Vivian had a Bible study.
然后呢，师母就讲，她说 ，See Vivian, 我挑战你们。
So Pastor Felicia told us this. Stephen and Vivian, I challenge you guys.
他说，我希望你们去 Evan， 不管发生什么事情，你只要做，不要 complain.
I challenge you guys to only do and not complain.
可能有些人听过我两年前的见证，我并没有做到。
Maybe some of you heard my testimony. I did not follow through during my trip on Evan Taiwan.
但是我想。今年对师母说，我觉得我做到了。
And I like to report to Pastor Felicia that I did it this year.
So through this whole entire Advent trip,
在这个 Advent 台湾的过程。
Sorry.
No problem.
这一次 Advent 台湾最后呢，让我深深的明白了神的一个对我要说的一句话，就是也深深的认识到神。就天国的一个老定律吗？
律法
、就是
I really understand a heavenly principle from this trip.
越是软弱的人，越是很觉得很做不了事情的人，神就会越让他去做。
The weaker you are, the more God will let you do the things you are weak at.
看起来越容易，或者看起来越困难，神国it's often flipped.
The way we look at things is flipped. 交换。
就比如说一些我觉得看起来应该很容易的事情，反而是最难的；然后一些很难的事情，反而是非常容易的。
So on this trip, the easiest thing was actually the hardest. The hardest thing were actually the easiest.
所以我先开始讲。我开始到 Evan 之前，因为我又先到台湾，然后提前去了两天。
I arrived before. I actually arrived in Taiwan 2 days prior to Evan Taiwan.
然后呢，我就收到 Evan 张牧师他们教会的一个 email.
I received an email from Pastor Cheng, which is the pastor that responsible for Evan Taiwan.
然后他的 email 就是他们的教会的敬拜团，就是 Priscilla 他们的敬拜团，然后。说他们需要一个鼓手。
So, I received an email asking that Priscilla, which is one of the team under Pastor Chang, they need on their worship team, they need a drummer.
然后我当时就非常兴奋，然后就立马回复他们，我说如果可以的话，我可以帮助你们。
And I immediately responded, if you guys need help, I'm willing to help out.
然后呢，他们就回复我说，哦。很谢谢你，那你就请你跟我们一起带领这次的敬拜。
So then they happily accepted my offer for help and lead the worship with us.
但是呢，就不久之后我就收到了一个让我整个 Evan 很困扰的一个信息。
That I received the news that really brought me down even before this when I started this whole Evan Taiwan trip.
所以就是我收到了一个从。我妈妈给我的一个信息，就是说
，I've received the news from my mom，
就说我妈妈决定她想要把我们家的房子卖掉。
She wants to sell our house，
但是对我来说是很 突然的。
This to me was a very sudden thing.
因为我来美国之后，那个就像我的一个家一样。然后
that house to me when I came to America, that house to me is my house, is my home.
所以突然我出到短宣，然后我再回去，我的家就没有了，所以我当时非常的难接受。
So when I come back from Evan Taiwan, my home will be gone.
所以在我作为我一个人所以我这次到阿文参加阿文之前就已经被一些外界的原因给干扰了。
So even before this whole Evan Taiwan thing started, my heart was already disturbed by other things.
所以呢，当真正的 Evan 开始 book camp 开始的时候
，When the real book camp started，
我整个人都非常非常的 down。
I was very down， 沮丧。
所以就是
下沉。
我帮助那个张牧师教会的敬拜团啊，我都没有很有confidence。
So when I was even helping out with the worship team under Pastor Chang's team, I wasn't.I was very down when I was serving in that team.
其实我不知道为什么有一种很自卑的感觉。
There was a sense of humility on me.
就是因为他们的敬拜团是真的练习很久，而且张牧师的女儿是音乐 major 的，所以他们的敬拜团是非常非常的 professional.
Their worship team is actually very professional because Priscilla is actually a music major.
所以当时我一开始加入他们的时候，他们只是让我打那个 cajon。
When I first joined, they only let me play cajon.
Cajon 就是那个，就是我有一次就是那个木头，然后坐着打的那个鼓。
Cajon is a little wooden block that you sit on, you play on it.
然后呢，当时我们刚去的时候，第一件神迹就发生了，就是我们当时在的教会，他们整个的。敬拜的那个楼层的冷气坏掉了。
So on the first day, the a miracle happened. It's on the first floor, on the floor that where all the worship takes place. The AC broke.
所以呢，当时那个师母就跟我们说，可能你们要把七十几个人都挤在一个小的房间，然后敬拜。
So the pastor said that probably you need to squeeze all 70 people in a little room and they can worship over there.
然后当时他说这个要修的话至少要一两个星期。
When they're trying to fix this AC, it might take 1 to 2 weeks to fix the AC.
所以当时我就想，哎呀，完了，我刚加入他们就发生了一些事情。
I said to myself, wow, I just started joining for the first time, I joined them and then something happened.
所以就真的当时非常非常的害怕，感觉哦，我加入他们很多事情都搞砸了。
So it's because me joining them, it caused them a lot of troubles.
但是呢 ，Priscilla 他们的团队就只是跟我说，I just want to worship together, no matter. Priscilla 就跟我讲，他就说我只是想要跟大家一起敬拜，所以我们现在不需要管任何的东西，只需要我们练习我们的敬拜，然后我们在一起敬拜上帝就好了。
And Priscilla said to me that I just don't care what happened. I just want us to worship together.
然后呢，神迹就发生了。
And that miracle happened.
就我们刚把所有的音响设备搬到我们那个小房间之后。
After we moved all the worship equipment into that little room.
然后呢，那个张师母就过来跟我们讲，你们可以搬回去了。
Pastor Chang's wife actually came and told us that he has moved the equipment back.
他说神迹发生了。
A miracle happened.
那个敬拜的他们的敬拜的主那个场地呢，前半部分的冷气突然好了。
The whole front section of the AC suddenly works.
虽然后面还没好，但是有电风扇。
Even though the back section AC still doesn't work, but there are fans in the back section.
所以呢，我们可以在那里面敬拜。
We can go back to the normal room and worship there.
而且今年我们只有去七十几个人，所以大部分人都基本上坐在前面，没有人坐在后面。
So we had only 70 people went, so most of us are sitting in the front section.
所以真的感谢神，第一个神迹就这样发生了。
And I thank God the first miracle happened.
所以，我加入到他们敬拜团之后呢，因为我刚才讲过外界的因素很困扰我，所以我就没有一直的很。I didn't feel like I put everything I have into the mission.
Okay, because do you want me to
say in Chinese?
Okay, 因为 我刚开始教这个敬拜团的时候，就因为我很多外在的因素，让我没办法很融入的在这个团队里面。
So another， 还有一件事情发生，就是因为今年呢，我是队长。
And one other thing is this year I'm the team captain。
然后呢，我的队啊、有一开始的人呢，有Crystal， 有 April， 有 Olivia， 还有 Lillian。
So my
April,
my team has April, Lillian, no Lillian, Olivia, and Crystal.
所以我啊、通过在教会对他们的印象，就是因为首先 Lillian 我从来没有见过 Lillian， 大家不知道她是啊、谢玲阿姨的外甥女吗？
So Lillian, I've never met personally. She is Shelly's auntie's niece，
他去年参加过 Advent， 但是他我没有从来没有见过他。
Lillian actually went to Advent Taiwan last year, but I've not seen her.
然后我通过我听说的，他的年纪非常非常的小。
I heard his age is very young.
他好像才刚十二岁、十三岁。
She's about 12 years old or 13 years old.
所以呢，我当时是哇。然后呢，接下来呢，另外呢，我另外一个队员是 April。
So my other team member was April.
April 呢，他主日没有来，但是他礼拜五会加入我们的Bible study 小组。然后他刚来不到三四个月。
So April, she doesn't really come to the Sunday service, but she usually comes on Friday nights. She only came to our church for about maybe two to three months.
所以呢，我对 April 也并不是很熟悉。
I'm not very familiar with April as well.
然后呢，就是 Crystal.
And Crystal.
然后 Crystal 给我的印象就是非常非常的 shy， 非常非常的害羞。就是我如果从他的嘴里听到三个字，我就这个一个礼拜就已经完成任务。
So for Crystal, my impression of her was she's very shy.So if I can hear three words or more coming out from her, my mission is accomplished for this week.
然后呢，最后还有 Olivia.
And Olivia.
Olivia 呢，我从她很小，她还是 baby 时候就知道 Olivia.
I knew Olivia since she was a baby.
但是呢，虽然知道 Olivia 很久，但是我从来没有真正了解 Olivia 是怎么样的一个人。
Even though I knew of Olivia, but I never really knew her as a person.
所以呢，大家想象一下，而且我忘了说一下，因为 Olivia 要帮助 Joshua 去做那个一个训练，所以他很多的时间没有在我的团队。
So Olivia, I was actually helping out with other sessions, so she actually couldn't. A lot of the time, she was not in and during our training sessions.
所以想一下，因为我要帮忙带他们带敬拜，然后加上我外界因素有干扰到我，然后加上我的组员我都没有很熟悉，所以我第一个星期在boot camp 训练的时候，我当时非常非常的就是不知道怎么样，我就一直觉得I can't do it， 我做不了，我 can't do it。
Because of the issues that I had with the things happening from my home, with not knowing the people on my group, and then it just makes the whole trip very challenging. And I kept telling myself that I couldn't do this.
然后所以呢，每次我们当练习的时候啊，而且大家发现没有，因为我是我们团队唯一的男生，所以做很多事情我有一些尴尬。有些人说我很幸福，但是我觉得很尴尬。
For my team, I'm the only guy on the group. So there's a lot of awkward things that I can't do as a guy because all my team are girls. So some people say this is a very good thing to be a part of all girls team, but there's some awkwardness to it.
所以啊，当我加入敬拜团的时候，他们练习的时间是要在很多他们自己的私人时间，比如说大家可以放松啊，我们要练习。然后所以我加入他们的 worship team 呢，我就没有，我的精力就被分散，就没有完完全全的复入到我的团队里面。
Because of me, my attention was cannot be fully devoted to my team because I was spending time helping out with the worship team.
所以我就一直跟神讲，神为什么这次那么困难，我觉得我这次真的做不了。
I kept asking God, why was this one so challenging? I can't do this.
然后后来我就想，哇，这个因为第一个礼拜我们才是三个团队，很多人。下个礼拜我们会变成六个团队，每个队才平均三四个人，我就更做不了了。
The first week we had a bigger team with three teams with more people on each team. But next, the following week, the second week we'll have six teams, which has even less people. How can I manage this?
然后呢，我就想到我师母的话 ，Don't complain， 就一直做。
Then I remember what Pastor Felicia said. Don't complain. Just just do it.
然后呢，我们的第一个星期的 boot camp 就这样结束了。我觉得我就非常内疚，非常很自卑。我没有很好的带领我的团队，因为我有很多的带领敬拜啊，我很多的精力被分散了，还有其他的原因。
So after the boot camp, I felt very guilty in my heart and shameful in my heart that I couldn't devote my time to my team.
然后我们开始就立马开始教学了，就第一个星期就开始了。
And so so after breaking, we immediately started teaching in school.
然后神又给了我一个非常非常大的挑战。
And God gave me another big challenge.
我当时就在想，哇，神，我现在这么软弱，你应该就使用一些其他团队，给我一些简单的就好。
I ask God that I have such a big challenge ahead of me. Just give me something easy to do.
结果呢，神就给了我一个学校，叫做太子国中。
And God gave me the school called 太子 Middle School.
太子国中呢是全台湾台南不是有名，他们有名是因为他们运动很好，他们是一个全柔道的国中。
太子 Middle School it's famous for the judo.
他们
club.
他们学校里所有的学员呢，大部分全都是练柔道的，他们。那个学校不是学习是他们主要的目的。
So people that go to this Taizi Middle School, the main focus is not for education, is to be a judo wrestler.
所以他们很多把学生送到那边的家长呢，他们就希望他们以后可以体育方面可以得到一些东西。
So these people, the parents that sent people to this Taizi Middle School, they hope their kids one day will become an athlete.
然后他们。我第一天带我的团队去的时候，每一个人都差不多比我高。
So pretty much when I went there, everyone was taller than me.
然后每一个人都差不多比John还要壮。
People are even bigger size than me.
当时我就不知道怎么办了，因为我一个人带着另外五个女生。
So I'm a one only guy bringing five girls with on my team.
到一个全柔道的一个。国中教他们
to this school that's all judo wrestlers to teach them English.
我当时就想，上帝，我已经这样了，为什么还要给我
？I said to God, God, I already faced this challenge. Why do you give me another challenge like this?
但是我通过那个星期，我后来才明白，越是我觉得很困难，反而是越上帝为我越准备的。
So I then God through this taught me that the harder the situation is, this is a thing assignment from God.
刚才忘记讲太子国中叫太子国中，因为它整个一片区域有一个很有名的叫太子庙。
So I forgot to mention this. There's around this 太子 middle school. There's a place temple called 太子 Temple.
它那一个地区最有名的是太子庙，因为每当台湾有一个什么节日忘记了，他们都所有人都会到那边去做一个膜拜这些的。
So on a certain occasions, Taiwanese, a lot of people in that area would go to this 太子 temple to worship.
所以那一片所有的土地全都是太子庙的。
So the whole land belongs to 太子 temple.
而且包括那个学校也是太子庙地上的。
Including that middle school.
所以呢，很多当时里面的学校学生也要被迫去做一些庙祀的东西。
So the students are forced to participate in this temple celebration activities.
然后当时我就听到他们的一个教练，就是接送我们的一个老师，跟我们讲了很多关于这些学生的。
So the teacher at that school responsible for driving us for commute, they told us about stories about these children.
然后当时我就非常非常的感动，我就觉得。后来发现，其实每一个学生他们都非常非常的温柔。
So I realized that I felt very touched because these students are very gentle in their hearts.
他们都非常非常渴慕，因为他们因为他们 academic 没有很好，所以 他们父母才被迫送到他们来这边。
It's because these kids, they don't excel in academics, so that's why their parents sent them to this kind of school.
所以我就当时就觉得他们更需要上帝。
And I felt that they even need God even more.
因为时间原因，我就继续往下讲。
And because of time, I'll keep going with the story.
Sorry, 我发生很多东西。所以呢，这就是我上午的一个学校，然后下午呢，是在世界的另一端的。
The school, this is a school I went to in the morning, but in the afternoon I went to another school, but that's on the opposite end.
下午的学校呢，是我们去那个地方，它叫新营国小，是全那个台南是那个地方最比较排两三名，拥有200多年历史的一个国小。
This Xinying elementary school is one of the top elementary schools in the area of Tainan.
里面学生的英文可能比我都还好。
Some of the students, their English is even better than mine.
所以呢，我后来发现，我以为上午太子学生的国中是让我最难带，会让我花最多时间，反而是容易我，反而是我最喜欢，而且最就是容易带的学校。
The school that I thought was going to be the most challenging, the most hard to lead, which is the morning school, ended up being the easiest school, which is the school that had the smoothest teaching over there.
但是下午的反而是最最最难的。
The afternoon school actually turned out to be the most challenging school.
所以第一天呢，我们团队回来之后呢，我们就非常非常不知道该怎么办，因为我们带rally 就是集体课程，还有带 skit 短剧，都感觉非常非常的不知道怎么带，因为上午和下午学校的差距是真的太大了。
So we actually felt very discouraged after the first day of teaching because when we lead rally and do skits, the reactions from the morning school and the afternoon school are completely opposite.
所以我就当时做了一个非常错误的决定。
So I made a wrong decision.
然后作为队长，我就做了决定，就是我觉得如果我们的短剧和 rally 没有办法那么好的话，那么就干脆放弃，然后把所有精力放在课堂上好了。
So I made a decision not to do skits, not to do rally, but only
not to do like put less effort.
Oh, put less effort into doing skit and rally, so that we focus most of our attention to teaching.
然后。我觉得这样子做呢，其实是真的非常非常不balance 不平均均匀的。
This actually was a wrong decision. It's not a balance. It's not a good strategy.
然后因为我第一个星期，我觉得我没有给我团队很我应该做队长的一些责任啊，或者所以我当时就有一个非常非常的非常那个，当时就有一个想法。
Because I didn't fulfill my responsibility as the team leader on my first week, so I had a thought.That came to me.
当时就是说 ，I want to be a very chill team leader. 我想要当一个非常非常非常放松的队长。
So that thought came to me. I want to be a chill, laid-back leader.
所以说所以大家说哦，我们短剧练得不好啊，行，那就不练了。
Some people, my team members say, oh, the skit was horrible. Fine, then let's just forget about skit.
然后我们的集体活动做得不怎么样，那我们就少做一点，多一点课堂的时间。
So if our rally doesn't perform well, then let's just put less effort on rally and focus more on lesson teaching.
然后呢，这个星期虽然我们过了一个非常非常好的时光，然后最后就额外讲一下，我们的太子国中其实是至少是我了，我所有里面回应最好的，很多的人跟我做了祷告。
So of all the schools, 太子国中 has the biggest response, the most positive response.
然后到了星期五呢，我们的团队要做一个营会，就是邀请我们的学生来到一个附近的教会。
So on Friday, we'll invite all the students who participate in Eventown to come to a local church.
我之前做那些错误的决定呢，就在这一天，所有的就爆发出来了。
So all the mistakes I've made actually were exploded on this day on Friday.
因为我们当时附近的教会，它是一个非常非常大的。在地方教会，它叫那个新营家长老教会。
The church that we went to was actually one of the biggest church in that area. It's called 新营 Presbyterian Church.
他们一半都是讲闽南语的。
Half of them spoke Taiwanese.
然后当时他们非常非常的热烈的欢迎我们。
They give us a warmest, biggest welcome.
第一天我们去讨论营会的时候，他们有非常丰富的 大餐等着我。
So they had a great meal awaiting for us when we arrived.
然后他们的牧师非常还问哦，你们需不需要人啊？需不需要我们教会派一些年轻人再去跟你们一起去啊
？Do you need me? Do you need our church to send young people to go with you guys to those schools?
所以当时我非常感动，这个教会的牧师事务真的非常非常的。拿我们这个营会当做一件很重要的事情。
They really value the job that we have at that place.
然后呢，他们还派他们教会的一些志工来我们的学校当老师。
So they even sent volunteers from their own church to our school to be a teacher.
这些是他们不需要做的。
They didn't even, they're not required to do this.
但是他们还是做了。
They did this anyway.
所以到了星期五营会的时候。
So on Friday, during the gathering between students and teachers,
我们差不多上午和下午一个星期，最后只来了差不多加上家长15个人。
So only 15, including parents, so only 15 people came to that happy gathering.
我很内疚，当时不是因为只是人数来的很少，是我觉得我们最后在准备整个营会的时候，我的团队是非常不知所措的。他们就是有一点。
So I felt very guilty because throughout this whole event, even preparing for the happy hour between teacher and student on Friday night, our my group is actually lost focus, not ill-equipped.
我们在练习，本来练习的时候，练习这些诗歌，练习这些游戏，大家都非常的有活力，很好。
So when they were practicing the worship songs and things like that, they were very energetic.
但是可能因为我这个星期有点。就是我已经做下了我这个队长要是什么样子，就是我想让大家很放松啊。
So as a leader, I'll give them the impression that you can be relaxed, you can be chill.
所以呢，我大家真正到了营会的那天呢，非常非常的紧张和害怕。
So on the day of the actual gathering on Friday night, people were very, my group were very nervous and very afraid.
该唱歌的人啊，或者该做动作的人，他们都，我看的时候，他们都。就有一点非常害怕做不出来的样子。
So I saw my team member on the stage. They were not willing to. They were holding back on the stage.
当时我就非常非常的害怕，我就对上帝说：“上帝，我现在你给我那么多事情，你相信我，但是我最后还是做不好。我现在整个团队已经垮掉了。
”I said to God that my whole team has collapsed, has imploded.
然后我就非常所有的自卑感都。飞到我身上
All the guiltiness, all the shamefulness came onto me.
肯定是我当队长做了一些错的事情，所以最后我才有十五个人来。
So as a team leader, because I did something so bad that only 15 people showed up that day.
之后呢，我就真的就只是在那边默默的祷告，然后后来我就决定，我就上帝感动我，就是说我要必须要把它完成。
So God, I felt God, I was praying silently to God, and I felt God saying to me that I have to accomplish this task.
所以最后我们敬拜之后我就去分享。
So after worship, I went on the stage and started sharing.
然后呢，我分享之后呢，我就觉得非常非常的就是内疚，对不住这个教会，对不住这个牧师师母，还有我的团队。
And on this stage, I felt sorry for this church that hosted us. I felt sorry to the students. I felt sorry for my team.
我就开始 question 我这次来 Avon 决定我既然这样子根本就不适合来 Avon， 我甚至不适合当队长。
I started questioning my own leadership. I started questioning even if I should be on this Avon Taiwan trip.
所以呢，第二个星期呢。其实按表面来讲应该是更难的。
On second week should be even a harder week.
然后呢，我进入到第二星期呢，是一种非常已经快死掉的状态。
So I'm even at the point of feeling I'm dead on the inside.
第二星期呢，很庆幸的是，我其中的两个队员还是跟我一个团队。
I'm very thankful that two of my team members are still on my team.
就是 April 还有 Lillian。
Is April and Lillian were still on my team?
他们非常非常的配合。
They're very very 配合 cooperative. Yes.
但是我非常非常的，就是没有活力，没有动力的样子。
But I was without energy. I was dead.
当时带我的当地的志工呢，连他们是阿呆牧师教会的一个组员。
So even the volunteer that helped us, one of the pastor from locally that was on our team, on my team.
然后他就真的来都发觉到，然后开始问我，他说 ，Steven， 你为什么那么不开心
？And she realizes and she came to me and asked me, why are you so down, Steven？
然后他说：“你觉得是我们做了什么不好吗，或怎么样吗
？”Was it something that we didn't treat you well or something like that？
然后当时我就说：“不是，不是，是我自己的原因。
”No, I said to her, "No, it's my own personal issues I'm dealing with."
所以当时我第二星期开始的时候，其实我不是在想要教课，我其实是在倒计时。Counting down.
I'm counting on the second week. I was just counting days, waiting for this to finish.
我想。我已经做得很烂了，所以还有十天，然后还有九天，还有八天，还有七天，然后我就一直这样往下数。
I said I did such a horrible job. Ten days left, nine days left, I have eight days left of this.
然后呢，其实真正神给我的结果是恰而相反。
But God gave me something completely out of my expectation.
到了第二个星期的星期三的时候。
On the second week, on Wednesday.
我真的是希望我 Evan 从那个时候可以开始。
That's really when Evan Taiwan started.
就是虽然我没有活力，但是我的队员他们彼此给对方活力，让我的团队真的非常非常的开心。
So my team members were the energetic ones that actually energized the entire group.
然后上个星期我没有做好的短剧啊，包括所有的东西，这个星期非常大家的，我重新。给任何人，你演什么角色，演什么角色，然后就是基本上重新的开始了我整个 Evan。
So second week, actually, we just redid the whole thing, redid the skit, refocused on skit.
而且我非常非常感谢神，我第二星期学校每一天都帮我们买奶茶。
So I thank God that the second week, our school every day gave us milk tea to drink.
而且还有一个学校的校长还送给我们他们学校。自制的什么袋子，然后我就想，哇
！The school principal even gave us a customized little tiny school bag that's made from their school.
然后我就非常非常的感动，我最后甚至是舍不得走。
I even felt that I did not want to leave that school.
最后，我当分享我gospel 当第四天分享神的信息的时候
，When I do the altar call, share my testimony.
真的，因为当中有很多的小朋友已经参加过了。
A lot of students actually been to Evan Taiwan before.
他完全可以非常就不用再听，然后或者去说哦，老师，我知道你要下面要做什么了。
No, some students even know that I know teacher what you're going to do next.
但是神真的给我非常大的恩典。
God gave me a big grace.
他们每一个人都非常的，就是不只是喜欢我，非常的尊敬我。然后当我真的在讲gospel 那个。上帝的时候，他们很多人，虽然有些人就是不能听，因为他们家长的教育，他们还是在听。
But even though there's some students were very responsive when I was sharing my testimony, they were very accepting when I was teaching on the stage and really respected me.
而且第二个星，而且我下午的学校，他们是全台南市中心的一个非常有名的国中。
So the afternoon school I went to the second week was one of the most famous middle schools in Tainan.
他们是第一次参加 Evan.
This was the first time them participating in Evan Taiwan.
他们很多的人刚从英国回来。
Many people came from Britain.
而且他们受的教育都非常非常的，就是 liberal.
They had a very liberal 开放的这个教育。
所以很多人都非常就是。我讲这个的时候呢，很多人一开始都非常非常的，就是感觉很疑惑的。
So when I was teaching about this, people were very suspicious of what I was saying on stage.
但是我讲过之后呢，我觉得很多人都是觉得上帝是非常非常接受的。
So once I said this, but once people hear my testimony, heard my testimony, they were very responsive to seeing that God is
accepting.
God is very accepting.
所以我真的希望，我非常希望我这第二个星期也有营会，但是我们没有营会，所以就这样结束了。
I hope that we had a happy hour between us and the students, but unfortunately, it just ended without having one.
所以我用太多时间了，我就结束在这里。
I've spent too much time talking. I'll just end here.
所以last sentence 最后一句话，就是通过这次的短宣，真的让我 首先让我就是我感觉有在成长。我第一次去短宣就是一个很小16岁17岁的小孩在那边闹脾气，然后这次呢我来到短宣真的感觉神不管我多么软弱都会使用我，不管我觉得非常非常感觉容易的事情反而是最难的，非常难的事情反而是最容易的，而且不管怎么样最后神让我看到我这两个星期这三个星期在阿本短宣的结果，就是我真的没有后悔，非常非常感谢神让我有机会来为他征战。
I want to close with this, that the hardest thing is actually turns out to be the easiest. The easiest thing turns out to be hardest.